just put us into your mind, because you've seen this player at two different development stops in Vancouver and now in Buffalo, by which I mean Trenton, and do what he's done and the path that he's taken, and then you're all excited to watch him in the major leagues yesterday, and you got to wait another day.
Yeah, funny. It was funny. We were playing, and then we got rained out, but we were like, oh, we could go watch Alec, but they'd already been rained out, so we were it was a kind of a bummer. But I know that he did a lot of work to get where he is, and it's kind of exciting to see his debut. We'll be playing, I think, at the time, but I think they're starting about four, maybe an hour before us, so that'd be great. We'll get to watch a little bit.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing with Manoah, again, from an outsider's perspective, and this happens with college pitchers, right, especially pedigree guys, is we just basically assume they're ready basically once they're drafted. Like, Ben and I had this conversation that year, right, Ben, about how, hey, yeah, is it outside the realm of possibility that the guy who had a ton of success at the college level is going to be able to step in and maybe a relief role at some point in the year? No. He's here now, and it seems rushed to a lot of people, but it seems appropriate to us. But I'm just curious, again, from your vantage point, a guy who has been with him now for a couple of years, where you've seen the greatest growth?
His maturity and how he handles himself. He is an intense competitor. He gets excited, and he's into it on the mound, and it's fun to watch. Harnessing that and making sure it's focused on the pitching part and the compete part is, a bit of a learning process a little bit for him, but he's done a great job from where he was at in Vancouver, first watching him, and to the maturity and progress he's made to this point is with his pitching has been phenomenal. It's really exciting to be able to, be a part of it, and then to watch his progress. It's been really great. I mean, he's developed some, pitches since he's been here in about a couple of years that are, they are big league. He's got big league stuff. So, I mean, it is see what happens, but he's capable of it, definitely.
Yeah, and he had to perform to get this opportunity. And it's not just, hey, it was pretty good. He was unbelievable just looking at those box scores in those three games for you guys this year, but that's it. It's like we have some grainy video and we have the box score to go off of. You were there. What were those starts like for him?
He was commanding the strike zone with all his pitches, and he was pretty dominant. And so you look at it and kind of watching how hitters were reacting to his pitches and the kind of at-bats they were taking, it was, he was pretty much locked in. So, I mean, I know, if you were to not think of, how young he was and how he hasn't been in professional baseball and hasn't been out there for very long, if you were just sitting there watching it, you would go, man, this guy's pretty advanced and he's dominating these AAA hitters. So, it would be like, yeah, the next step is probably, he's going to be moving on. So, that's what's happened, and we will see what happens. It's the next level, so it is definitely challenging, but Alec is a competitor, so he should be up to the task, I think.
Talking to Casey Kandel, former major league infielder, current manager of the Buffalo Bisons, and I imagine the joy of any minor league manager is to get to do what you got to do for Alec Manoah and call him into your office and tell him he's going to the major leagues. Can you tell us what that was like?
Yeah, well, we had had a bus ride the night before, and I told him I needed to talk to him down in the lobby, and me and Jeff Ware, our pitching coach here, got down there, and I just said, hey, is there anything you need to tell me that happened on the bus last night? And of course, nothing had happened, and so he was sitting there, and he was like stunned, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was sleeping most of the time, and I go, well, yeah, there's nothing that really happened on the bus. I was just checking, and then I went on to tell him that he was getting an opportunity to go pitch against the Yankees, and he just lit up, man, and he was like, he said, I don't know whether to cry or you don't want to go get on a mound right now. And he was just so excited. He said, I got to call my mom. And so it was just, it's cool to see, that excitement and that first opportunity where guys, getting first called to the big leagues and just the joy and of you know, realizing their dream, and they're going to, you know, be going to the highest level they can go to, and they've achieved their dreams, you know.
Yeah, not only that, but you're going to the Mecca. You're going to the Bronx.
Yeah.
You're going to right. Yankee Stadium to play that Yankees team that's a little bit banged up right now. But he's already seen him twice in spring, and that was when he really started opening eyes, really. It was in those two Grapefruit League appearances against the Yankees. You talk about the mentality of the player. What do you think about making your major league debut at Yankee Stadium, divisional rival against the Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, he was excited about it, you know. So, I mean, it is, you know, that's like, you know, that's up there on the challenging list. But, you know, going into there, he was all like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. And, you know, Alec rises to the occasion of challenges, and his attitude is like, hey, you know, I'm ready to go. And so it was just, he was pumped, man. So I'm sure the wait from last night, having to wait another night, was probably another sleepless night. But you know, the adrenaline kicks in, and the competitiveness. So you know, it'll be fun to watch.
Man, I hadn't even thought about that. It's like, when the only thing I can ever equate it to, even close, is just, you know, final exams in college.
Yeah.
And when you're just waiting, and you're like, oh, man, you reach that point where you're not even looking forward to it anymore. You're done preparing. You're just like, okay, it's time. And then if the proctor had come out and been like, and now tomorrow is the new day, you'd be like, no, I've already done the thing, the mental exercise. Right. I've already done the ups and downs. I don't want more time to think about this. I just want to go out there and get this done, get this over with, and feel a little bit of relief that's behind me. But the one thing, and again, this is an outsider's perspective, and I really wanted to pick your brain about it, is we've talked to Manoah a few times, right? Like, we've had a couple of interactions with him now, and he just exudes confidence. And we make jokes about how, like, big man energy is a thing, where it's just, you know, there's something about being a guy who's that size where you carry yourself a certain way and everybody around you is like, you know, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's a different life when you're a big man versus a small guy, right? Like, there's just no doubt.
Right.
But he really does just come off like nothing really phases him. And that's why, even speaking to you about like his development and what you've noticed in him in terms of going and being maybe a little bit more mature, we're really bullish on this guy succeeding at the major league level, because he feels like the kind of guy where if he experiences a hiccup, that he's going to have the confidence in himself to get back to the things that he's most successful at. Like, is there a way that you can compare him at all, or does that stand out especially to you, or is that just, again, kind of an outsider trying to create a narrative?
No, I think that's it's a really good point. He does exude confidence, and he's able to handle if it doesn't work out and know that, hey, well, I got work to do. And that's the biggest thing. And one of the biggest things noticed here in at the AAA level, he was a young guy, and, you know, there's some guys that have been around, but Alec is a big personality, and and he's confident, but it did not come off as arrogant. And he was the ultimate team guy, about, you know, rooting for his teammates and caring about the team, how we were doing. And when he wasn't pitching, he was up there in the dugout cheering on his teammates. And he is vocal, you know, and he's a vocal guy, and he gets into it, and whether he's pitching or not, he's into the competition as he's into the team. So, I mean, that in and of itself is a difference maker, you know, a lot. I mean, he's just, you know, his personality exudes like, hey, come to me. Let's see what's going on. Let's do something, you know? And so I think that was just another factor in, you know, hey, when he gets his feet wet and he starts to, you know, be accepted and feel comfortable, that you know, he's got the ability to be, you know, something pretty special there.
Is there anything that you can tell us about how we'll know whether he's feeling good and has his best stuff this afternoon? Like, is there a tell that you know, hey, when Alec does this, or when his pitches are doing this, or his mannerisms are this, like, you know, it's going to be a good day for him?
Yeah, when he catches the ball after the catcher throws it back to him, and he walks around the mound, and then gets back. That means he's just struck somebody out. So he does a lot of walking around the mound. So when he throws the ball, when they go to throw it around, he turns around and starts walking around the mound. So if he's doing that a lot, he's having a good day. And really, with the three starts here, he didn't have a bad day. So
I was going to say, you don't know what that looks like. Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah, right.
In theory, it's all theoretical.
All I know is the positive.
Yeah. All three of us are working from the same position of seeing as many Alec Manoa bad days. You know, we're all in it together.
Right.
But again, we were in the alt side too, and he got hit around a little bit there, but didn't change his demeanor.
Great. Yeah, that's apparently what makes him great. Talking to Casey Kandel, Bison's manager. So you've also got another large gentleman who throws baseballs very fast down there in Nate Pearson, who's had multiple kicks of the can in the major league level. And his brief appearance this year did not go very well. And there's been talk of some revamping of the delivery. What's his process right now, and where is he at in his development, especially coming off that forgettable start against the Astros?
Yeah, as with Alec, Nate, you know, a very, very talented individual and, you know, tireless worker. He's going to do whatever it takes to get locked in, and he will. And, you know, our process is just get him back out on the mound and get him out there competing. And you know, he's progressing and he's, you know, coming back. And I mean, you know, a lot of these guys, they hadn't thrown competitively for quite a long time, and some take longer, but Nate is, you know, extremely talented and hardworking, and again a great teammate who will do whatever it takes to you know, get himself better. So he's throwing today. So it'll be fun to watch him too. It always is. So, you know, he's just like looking to get more consistent and you know, get the ball, you know, get the ball over the plate a little bit more consistently, but he'll be there. He'll get there.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, getting the ball over the plate, which he's been able to do throughout his entire minor league career. For some reason, it just hasn't translated at the major league level. And that's what we're trying to get our arms around. Is it a mentality thing with the strike zone and understanding that if you make a mistake in the major leagues, it's harder to do that than if you make a mistake even at 99 in the minor leagues? Or is it a physical mechanical thing? Because we've heard talk of that. Can you speak to whether it's one of the other, or is it a combination?
You know, I think it's just a combination of getting back to, you know, how he has been in the past and getting that all worked out. And, you know, not only Nate, but a lot of different things. It's just the kind of people think, and I'm not saying Nate thinks this, but sometimes, you know, younger players, they go there and they think, I have to make the perfect pitch every time. And as you said, you know, if you make a mistake in the major leagues, you know, it gets that. But that is not always the case. Sometimes they throw the ball right over the plate and it's an out. I mean, so I think having the confidence in your stuff and just getting back to that and you know, getting back to like, hey, I don't have to make the perfect pitch every time, because not every major league pitcher that's really, really successful makes the perfect pitch every time. You know, shoot, we throw 50 mile an hour BP and our hitters make quite a few outs during that. So, you know, I think it's just getting that confidence back of, you know, I belong and I'm there. And I have no doubt that Nate is on his way to do that. So, you know.